Chapter 4, in which the fauna of the Dreamlands prove unpleasant. It was not a slow transformation, but rather the abrupt sense of dislocation one might suffer when feeling tired on a train journey, closing one's eyes momentarily and reopening them to discover that one is two stations past one's destination and can't go back until you reach crew. Suddenness and shock are conjoined in that moment, and that was what the four hopeful adventurers experienced when, abruptly, they found themselves no longer on the river, but standing in a small clearing in a wood. They reacted differently, as befitted their humours. Shadrach cried out and whirled around as if beset by invisible imps. Cord's hand fell upon the hilt of his sword, and he looked about, alert and ready. Bosie simply stood stock still, while his face warred between two expressions of astonishment, one wide-eyed and open-mouthed, the other furrow-browed and jutted-jawed. The resultant facial indecision caused his ears to flap slightly. Cabal, for his part, stood very, very still. Only his eyes moved as he gathered data in an attempt to deduce what had happened. To one side of the clearing, the tree cover seemed thinner, and the sunlight penetrated as if they were by a larger clearing, or even at the edge of the wood in which they had unexpectedly found themselves. Ignoring the others, he moved quickly that way, pushed by a barrier of bushes between the trees, and found the latter case was true. Before him was the bank of the Ukranos, the river stretching away to the other heavily forested bank. There was the flow, running from right to left. Typical, he thought. We are in the dark wood. And there was the fishing boat, beating into the wind and the flow as it headed back upstream, presumably returning to the jetty at which they had first seen it. Shadrach appeared at his elbow.
"Hey, hey, halloo! Come back!"
he shouted, but the fisherman just waved and grinned. Shadrach's shoulders slumped.
"They're grinning at us. Is that a friendly grin or a wicked one?"
Cabal was otherwise preoccupied.